You're listening to the Sun Microsystems Podcast Network. Sun Microsystems Press presents Solaris Internals Second Edition, Solaris Performance and Tools.
Hi, I'm Rich McDougall. I'm a distinguished engineer in Sun's PAE Performance Group, and I'm here with my co-author on the Solaris Internals books, Jim Morrow.
Hi, I'm Jim Morrow. I'm a senior staff engineer in Sun Microsystems PAE Performance Group, and Richard and I are here today to talk about our new books, the second edition of Solaris Internals and its companion volume, Solaris Performance and Tools.
Yeah, we're really excited about these books because for the first time you actually get a set of books which in one place talks about the majority of the key features of Solaris's biggest release ever, Solaris 10 and the Open Solaris launch. We talk about D-Trace, we talk about performance analysis, we talk about all the key features in Solaris 10. You'll find all of those here documented in one place. And we've got two books this time around. For those that might know, we had a Solaris Internals book a long time ago. This is the update to it. But we've actually got a couple of books now, one which is Internals. I guess, Jim, if you were an assistant administrator or you're a performance analysis or an Oracle DBA, all that sort of performance observability information is here and covered in both books, really,
right. Focused
emphasis in the second book. If you're a developer developing and being part of the open source community efforts, Solaris Internals has a pretty good coverage here of the inner workings of Open Solaris, how it all works, and the types of facilities inside that you can take advantage of.
Right. So for folks that may be familiar with the first edition of the book, Solaris Internals Edition 1, which came out in October of 2000, we had a core set of content in that book that would basically just decompose the major subsystems of the kernel, virtual memory, process thread, scheduler, that sort of thing, and the core services as well. And we discussed in detail how those various subsystems are implemented, with the target release at the time being Solaris 2.6. So the first edition of Solaris Internals was a book that focused on Solaris 2.6 at the center with applicability to 2.5.1 and Solaris 7 as well. Now, with the second edition of Solaris Internals, Richard, what did we do? We targeted Solaris 10. We extended the subject matter considerably.
We covered a lot of topics we didn't cover before, like we've got networking covered. But I think we really wrote this one with a different mindset in mind. It's like, so Solaris is open now. There's open Solaris source code out there. There's a community around it. People can participate. And if you're a member of those communities or wanting to get involved in the Solaris environment, then this book was actually written with that in mind. So you're a developer performance analyst and you want to get involved. Then what we've got now is the source code's available. The communities are out there. And now we've got these two books, which more or less actually as a reference text for those external activities.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And I think also in conjunction, there's two things that played very well into the new books and how the performance and tools book came to be. And that is, when you look at the first edition of Solaris Internals, we had set some goals for ourselves in terms of not only describing the major subsystems of the kernel, but also being able to take that information and apply it, put it to practical use in your day job, be you a sysadmin, performance expert, what have you. And to some degree, we were able to do that in the first book, but time constraints and tool constraints and a few other things, we didn't get quite, I think, at where we wanted to be with it. With the second edition of Solaris Internals, that was obviously still very much a goal, even more so, I think. And the wonderful new tools that exist in Solaris 10 now with D-Trace, notably, MDB, some of the enhancements to existing tools like the P-Tools and K-Stats and so forth, we really had just this wealth of tools that we could put to use to not only illustrate what's going on inside the operating system, but to illustrate how you go about understanding the behavior and performance of the system that you're looking at.
Absolutely. So let's look at some of the big things that are in Solaris 10, Open Solaris. Zones, huge new virtualization feature. We've got some good overviews here of what Zones is, of how it's implemented in the kernel and how it interacts with other resource management facilities in the environment. Fire Engine, massive performance. I think we're getting 8 gigabits a second of networking performance now through the new Solaris 10 networking stack. So that's covered here. Debugging, D-Trace. Massive topic. Actually, this is probably one of the biggest topics in the book because it's covered in every section, and there's a whole dedication to it in the second book around the methodologies and so forth.
Right. On the process side, Richard, and with scheduling, we changed the Threads model, which we actually began rolling out in Solaris 8, implemented in Solaris 9 and changed in Solaris 10. Unified process model in Solaris 10, different from previous releases. Not exposed to the average person because we did it such that everything was just source and binary compatible along the way. But in terms of implementation details and things you may need to be aware of as a kernel developer or software developer, all of that information is now in the updated Solaris Internals edition.
Yeah, and we've got new exciting machine architectures. Like the one on the front cover, of course, is the Niagara T2000, which is the UltraSpark T1. It's the 32-thread 8-core processor. And so those and Optra machines, which are NUMA-based, they're exciting new hardware architectures which have very different properties. So we've got sections dedicated to talk about how Solaris behaves in those sorts of environments, which is extremely important information, not just from a development perspective, but if you're trying to understand from a performance perspective how your application, the operating system, is behaving and what to expect, then here's the detail behind that.
Yeah, so if I'm working in a shop and my shop has some relatively old installations and I'm looking at Solaris 2.5.1, Solaris 2.6, or Solaris 7, then it's really the first edition of Solaris Internals that discusses those releases. Solaris 8, Solaris 9. There's some references to Solaris 8 and Solaris 9 in the second edition, the new edition of Solaris Internals. However, the core of Solaris Internals is Solaris 10. Is Open Solaris.
So let's talk about maybe the fact that there's actually two books here sitting here instead of one in the past. But the Solaris Internals book is an update to Solaris Internals, and so we've got all the new material. But the exciting book is the second one here, where we basically for the first time put all of the observability practices and debugging practices, we've been calling it POD, performance observability and debugging, together in one place. So if you want the sort of quick primer guide to here's all the performance observability infrastructure in Solaris, and this is, you want one place to go to learn how to understand system performance and application performance on top of Solaris, this is the one place to get that information. So you've no doubt heard about D-Trace, know it's the best thing, but maybe you're feeling it's a little bit more complex than I'm comfortable with. Well, D-Trace actually is really simple, and it's just a matter of getting that kickstart. And take our tutorial, which is just one chapter out of the book, and the rest of the chapters are dedicated to all the tools around CPUs and disks and memory and that sort of stuff on how to do this. So that's I guess, the idea of the second book is to have all the hands-on administrative stuff all in one place. And so the practicality of how this has changed, Solaris used to be this sort of, I think we referred to it as, it was a black box welded shut, and you had a couple of statistics there which were designed by developers a long time ago, like VM stats, SR, scan rate column. What did that mean? And so if you were trying to observe memory on Solaris 2.6, you had to know a lot about the internals, and it was really difficult. You had to basically guess what was going on. With Solaris 10, we've got not only D-Trace, but we've got a set of other tools like microstates and PRStat. And so to zoom in, I want to know what's going on with memory. No more guessing. You can actually run Solaris 10's PRStat tool, look at the memory wait latencies, and figure out this processor is spending, say, 47% of its time waiting for memory. There's the answer, black and white, right there. So it's just so much easier and crisp and accurate to do this on Solaris 10 and onwards. So if you want to drill down, of course, run D-Trace, and you can go and figure out who's waiting for memory, by how much, and what process. So you can get sort of slice it in lots of different ways to figure out exactly what's going on. But this is a totally new, revolutionary, exciting way to look at all the different performance issues from an observability perspective in Solaris now.
And I think, yeah, absolutely. And the organization of the Solaris Performance and Tools book, we're pretty excited about as well, because it allows people of various levels and with various goals to sort of jump in at any point they need to jump in to get their job done, depending on, you know, what they set their sights and their goals on. So if they're relatively new to analyzing systems and doing performance analysis or looking at pathological behavior, then they could sort of follow the methodology as outlined in the book very serially, which decomposes the system based on its resources, and they can actually see what to type, what gets returned, and what it all means. And you know, if you're a more experienced analyst, or you already are comfortable with your methodology. You simply want to understand the tools itself. I'm an experienced performance person, but I need to learn D-Trace. I'm an experienced performance person. I need to learn MDB. Then they can cut to right to those chapters as well and get that information too.
Yes, yeah, so let's just drill down on that for a minute. So we're excited to have Brendan Gregg. A very good friend, Brendan, has written a set of toolkits and has actually authored a lot of the text in the books here as well around those. So if you want to take pre-canned D-Trace scripts, so you don't have to be that D-Trace expert straight away, you can go and figure out, for example, what's the hottest files in the system that are pounding on these disks. You can just go run the IOTOP command. So Brendan, we've welcomed Brendan as an author on the second book, and lots of examples there from the D-Trace toolkit and from the K9 toolkit, which are both Perl-based and D-Trace-based environments. So lots of hands-on scripts and methodologies there that are pre-canned that help us get our job done.
Right. So with the Solaris Performance and Tools book, you can go at that again. It really doesn't matter what your level of experience, what your skill set level is. It's the book to start with when you're taking a look at a Solaris or Open Solaris system. Once you reach a certain point now, depending on to what extent you want to develop your own knowledge for personal reasons or for professional reasons, you need to actually better understand some of the behavior you just finished root causing and analyzing by virtue of the powerful set of tools and knowledge you gained with the book. That's where the Solaris Internal Second Edition comes in. So we really view these as kind of companion volumes, complementary volumes, where after you've identified a particular problem, if you want to understand more what was actually going on under the covers with regard to this CPU utilization issue or what have you, that information is there in Solaris Internals.
So how can you get involved in the books? That's probably another good question. And so the books themselves, other than just having your own copy of the book and getting involved in reading and practicing what you learn in the book, we're taking a new approach this time in conjunction with all the open community efforts that are happening out there. The book has a website, solarisinternals.com, and that's for both books, Solaris Internals and Solaris Performance and Tools. And we've got all sorts of interesting references to the collateral there for the book. But one of the exciting new things is we've actually started a Solaris Performance and Tools wiki, which is going to be the dynamic FAQ for the book. So all of the tuning information and how you configure Oracle, for example, on Solaris and all that sort of stuff, we're putting that online on the wiki. So visit the wiki on the book's website, participate in it, comment. And, of course, the other way you can get involved with the books is to participate in the performance discussion forum in the Open Solaris community. So we've got links for those on our books website, solarisinternals.com, as well.
That's right. And, of course, to actually acquire the books, to get your hands on them, you can go to www.sun.com/books, and there's a link there that will allow you to purchase the books at a 30% discount. So we encourage folks to get involved in the communities, in the OpenSolaris.org communities, in the SolarisInternals.com FAQ communities, have subject matter experts contribute and write content.
Yep. So be involved in the community. So thank you very much. I look forward to seeing you at USENIX. I guess Jim and I see you at USENIX every 6 months. I look forward to seeing you online in the performance discussion forums and as a part of the Solaris Performance Wiki.
Yep, we thank you very much for all of the support and enthusiasm and kind words over the years, ever since the release of the first edition of Solaris Internals. We look forward to interacting with the Solaris and Open Solaris community at large with the second edition of Solaris Internals and Solaris Performance and Tools, and getting your feedback and continuing to develop material for what may someday become the third edition of Solaris Internals. Thank you very much.
Thanks.